great to be with you on Monday night after the first home game of the year. And a great crowd showed up. The stadium looked beautiful, and the Jaguars did not come away with a victory. And in fact, probably the worst half of football that a Jaguar team has ever played, but followed by a lot of hope and a lot of inspiration. Tonight, to talk about that, former Jaguar defensive lineman Jeff Lagerman. Jeff, it really was a tale of two halves again in this situation. And the first half, the first half was ugly, but second half, the fans who were here really were energized and had a lot of hope.
I think a lot of people were coming back once they found out that Blake Bortles was inserted into the lineup.
Yeah,
it was, the first half reminded me a lot of the London game last year where San Francisco came out and scored on the first four possessions, all touchdowns, and you were just like, whoa. This can't happen, but it was happening. And so when that happened, I kind of figured something may change, and it did.
And it did, and Blake Bortles came in the game. And one of the beneficiaries of that is our guest tonight, that's Allen Robinson, Jaguars draft pick from Penn State. Allen, you and Blake have worked a lot together in the preseason, and so he had a certain comfort level with you that he seems actually to have with a lot of different guys.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think Blake, he's worked his butt off, you know, just coming in as a rookie, you know, number three draft pick, you know, but he just worked and competed, and I think he learned a lot from Chad.
What amazes me is that everybody that you ask on your football team about Blake Bortles, the first thing that comes out of their mind or their mouth is the demeanor and how he acts in the huddle, how his presence is felt in the huddle. Do you feel the same way?
Definitely, you know, I think it's just a sense of confidence, you know, he's a real calm guy, you know, and I think just having a quarterback, you know, under center who's real calm, you know, always give you a sense of confidence going out there. So, I mean, but Chad's the same way, you know. So just having both of those guys in there, you know, it's really good.
It matches your personality though too, knowing you a little bit. I mean,
definitely.
You're not a jump around crazy guy. You're calm, studied, ready to go play.
Definitely. I mean, I think that's just what I learned being at Penn State. You know, that's something that Coach O'Brien really taught us.
Jeff, there were three plays in the second half yesterday that showed an awful lot of athleticism and, as I've said, hope for the future.
Well, certainly, in the first one, to me, was just, I mean, you talk about off-the-script, dynamic player. Blake Bortles, when we can bootleg, you got two guys in your face immediately and then turns around and goes back the other way and finds your fullback, Will Tofoe, who's not even really a primary target at all, is he? The three receivers were on the other side of the field that he ran away from.
Yeah, you know, I think that just tells a lot about Blake. You know, I mean, playing against him in college, you know, that was one thing that he really did was extend the play and create it. You know, I think that's something that you guys saw in the second half yesterday.
Now, the second play that we look at, Jeff, is interesting to me because other teams don't like this.
No, well, they don't. And the Jaguars showed this in the preseason at Detroit. The origination of this play, 1994, the Miami Dolphins at the New York Jets, and
right.
Dan Marino had the fake spike. I was actually on the field for that, and it works here, and great route adjustment by Cecil Shorts.
Definitely, you know, I mean, Cecil's a vet. He's been around for a while, you know, so he has a lot of savviness about him. So I think that's what you guys saw right there, you know, just a little off the script play for us, you know, and it worked.
And our Baptist Health game-changing moment is that touchdown that you saw to Allen Hurns for 63 yards. A good route, a good throw, and a good effort on the end.
And we're actually going to look at this play with film.
Mm-hmm.
Because to me, this was exceptional by the quarterback of making sure that the linebacker did not end up playing a part and making the play prior to delivery the ball to Allen Hurns. Your quarterback did an exceptional job here.
Definitely. You know, I mean, like I said before, you know, he's learned a lot from Chad. You know, I think as rookies, you know, having three rookie receivers, I think we all learned a lot from Chad. You know, I mean, just to learn how to be a pro, I think that says a lot. But, you know, I mean, Blake has competed his butt off in practice and things to be ready for that moment.
What do you see in games now that you're playing in regular season games that you don't see in practice because you didn't get a chance to play in the preseason?
Definitely, you know. I mean, I would say, you know, just the speed of the game, you know. And for me, you know, I haven't got really much practice time at all since I've been here. You know, I think I've only practiced about 19 practices, including OTAs and camp, you know. So, I mean, it's still a lot of learning for me out on the field, you know what I mean? But just trying to, you know, just learn on the fly. Take Coach Sullivan coaching and just try to keep improving each and every day.
Chad Henne is going to have to continue to play a role with a young wide receiving core and a young quarterback. You've seen some of that for the first couple weeks of the season. Do you expect that to continue and not change one bit, you know, with Chad helping out Blake Bortles through this process?
Definitely. You know, I think Chad's going to do all of his best he can, you know, to help us out as a whole offense. So, you know, I mean, I think he's done a great job of taking Blake under his wing, you know, and us receivers as well, you know, just getting us in there for extra film work and things like that. So I think Chad is gonna continue to help us all.
Allen, did they tell you at halftime that Blake was playing in the second half?
Yeah, the coaches came in and they told us at halftime.
They did?
Yes.
But when he came out on the field and we saw him start to warm up, the crowd was electric.
Definitely. You know, I think that's something, well, you know, that the crowd has won. You know, they were kind of cheering that in the first half. So, I mean, for him just to be ready, you know, for that moment, I think says a lot about him, you know, not getting a ton of reps in practice and things like that, but just being ready to play.
I was a little confused. We were just showing the clip there of when after they came out at halftime, because I thought that they might make a change at halftime. I didn't know that. I was thinking that it's a possibility. And both Chad and Blake come out running together, and they both got their helmets on. And they both grab a football to start warming up. I'm like, okay, which one's it going to be? Well, then all of a sudden you started to see Blake take some snaps from Luke Bowanko, another rookie of your rookie class. And I was like, okay, he's going in, so let's go. And you could just feel the energy level rise, not only in the stadium, because I think, you know, the fans were ready to see a young player and a young franchise quarterback. But I could feel it with you guys.
I think the main thing with us was, you know, how we left the first half. You know, that was a pretty bad taste in our mouth, you know. So, and then come off the game that we had before that, you know, we wanted to have something to improve on, you know. I mean, we practiced hard throughout the week, so we wanted something to put on tape, you know, to improve on for ourselves. And I think that's something that our coaches came in and preached at halftime, just keep fighting to the end, you know. And I think that's really, really what we did, you know. I mean, as an offense, we just say, you know, let's go out here and continue to fight. Let's not just roll over.